Good morning, RVA. It's 53 degrees, and today's a wet one. You should expect a better-than-average chance of rain starting at 10 a.m. that then continues on through my bedtime, which admittedly is earlier for me than it is for a lot of folks. Temperatures continue to hang around 60, and I continue to have a hard time choosing between sneakers and boots. Boop! Water cooler. COVID-19 news. It's been a minute. This past Friday, CDC announced new respiratory virus guidance that applies to COVID-19, flu, and RSV. The first big shift here is moving to a combined and simplified guidance, regardless of which nasty respiratory virus has taken over your body. I think this makes a lot of sense, mostly because regular people cannot and will not keep multiple similar but different sets of public health guidance in their brains. Additionally, access to testing is not as good as it has been in the past, and for a lot of different reasons, folks are just not testing when they get sick and have no idea what they're sick with. The second big shift is a change in what you do when you do get sick. Previously, CDC recommended isolating for 5 days after a positive COVID-19 test, which for a lot of folks, because of capitalism and America and a lot of men wearing suits sitting in boardrooms, is simply impossible to do. It's an incredible challenge to strike a balance between guidance that's science-based and keeps the most people safe and guidance that actual humans will actually follow. I appreciate the need to find a new but still imperfect way to do both of those things, and here's what CDC has come up with. You can go back to your normal activities when, for at least 24 hours, both are true. 1, your symptoms are getting better overall, and 2, you have not had a fever and are not using fever-reducing medication. When you go back to your normal activities, take added precautions over the next 5 days, such as taking additional steps for cleaner air, hygiene, masks, physical distancing, and/or testing when you will be around other people indoors. So, in plain English, without the bullet points, stay home when you're sick with any respiratory crud, and after your symptoms improve and you no longer have a fever, you can reemerge into the world. For the next 5 days, though, make sure you wear a mask and stay out of people's personal space. Don't spit in anyone's mouth or whatever. There's a lot of science behind these two big shifts, and Caitlin Jedalina at your local epidemiologist does a really nice job of explaining it all, or heck, read it for yourself straight from the CDC here. Homeward, our regional organization responsible for planning and coordinating homelessness services, released their winter point-in-time count of the number of people experiencing homelessness in our region. From the press release, quote, the January 2024 PIT count recorded 681 people experiencing homelessness, which is essentially unchanged, only 1.3% lower from the PIT count in January 2023. The number of people experiencing unsheltered homelessness, those who were staying outdoors in cars and other places not meant for habitation, rose by 9.6% to 206 people in January 2024. Tap through the previous link to see an infographic with a few more data points. You'll find no surprises in the reasons folks surveyed give for the causes of homelessness. Quote, economic hardship and housing loss are the leading causes of homelessness, according to those surveyed as part of the PIT count. More than 51% of respondents cited cost of housing, unemployment, or eviction as the primary reason they are experiencing homelessness. Pulitzer Prize winner Michael Paul Williams has a new column out. I think all I need to do is quote the first sentence at you, and you'll know what to do from there. Quote, to understand the Supreme Court's undermining of the 14th Amendment's insurrection clause, it might help to view Donald Trump as the second coming of Jefferson Davis. Mike Platani at Rich and BizSense reports that the last privately owned piece of Mayo Island, a tiny quarter-acre square of land adjacent to the bridge, has hit the market with an asking price of $1.65 million. After all the work the city has put in to acquire the rest of the island, I don't really see them ponying up another $1.5 million to get this last remaining bit. So maybe it's destined for private ownership, although I'm not really sure what you could put on a quarter-acre lot in the middle of a river. A bike shop? A bait store? I have no idea, but I bet whatever happens, it'll cost a lot to build it right smack in the middle of a floodplain. Today, the A10's 2024 Women's Basketball Championship kicks off at 12 p.m. in the very new and very nice Henrico Sports and Events Center. Both the Spiders and the Rams have played well this season and earned the tournament's first and second seeds, respectively. UR will take on the winner of Loyola Chicago and Fordham at 11 a.m. on Friday, and VCU will face the winner of Duquesne and either LaSalle or Massachusetts at 5 p.m. on Friday. Tickets are just $15, and this would make for an excellent way to start your weekend. If I hadn't just spent the last 4 weekends of my life at sports and events centers across the East Coast watching youth volleyball, you'd for sure find me cheering on the Rams this coming Friday. The championship game will take place on Sunday at 4 p.m., and you can watch that over on ESPN2. This morning's long read is titled, Everybody Has to Self-Promote Now, Nobody Wants To. I don't know how it works in the music or visual arts side of the creative world, but the handful of brave folks I know trying to make a go of a career of writing have all said similar things to this Vox piece. So much of that work is not, you know, writing, but doing whatever it takes to cultivate a personal brand so the industry's gatekeepers will take you seriously. sounds absolutely exhausting while simultaneously boring. Here's an excerpt. The internet has made it so that no matter who you are or what you do, from 9-to-5 middle managers to astronauts to house cleaners, you cannot escape the tyranny of the personal brand. For some, it looks like updating your LinkedIn connections whenever you get promoted. For others, it's asking customers to give you 5 stars on Google reviews. For still more, it's crafting an engaging but authentic persona on Instagram. And for people who hope to publish a bestseller or release a hit record, it's building a platform so that execs can use your existing audience to justify the cost of signing a new artist. We like to think of it as the work of a singular genius whose motivations are purely creative and untainted by the market. This, despite the fact that music, publishing, and film have always been for-profit industries where formulaic, churned-out work is often what sells best. These days, the jig is up. If you'd like to suggest a long read to show up here, go chip in a couple of bucks on the old Patreon. That's patreon.com/GMRVA. This morning's picture of the day is a picture of a sign I found in a parking lot that says, "No big rigs." Intro and outro music by Matt Fisher, and you can find links to all these stories and more in the show notes or on gmrva.com. Waking up early to give you the scoop. We're also making sure that